Hello and welcome back to once another week of Random Rambles. I am Lorelai Smith and I'm joined here with Maggie Kakuris today, once again.
Hello.
But how has your week been this week?
It was good. Last night I had my Honors Society induction thing and that was really good.
Ooh.
It was, Is it
National Honors Society?
Yeah.
Okay.
Walked across the stage, you know. Got
like
cookies
fun.
After. It was. Because, I mean, we didn't leave the school. So, I stayed after school. And so, like, it got done at 6. Actually, it started at 5:30, got done at 6. It was pretty fast, which was nice.
How many people were inducted?
It was, I don't know. It was probably, like, I don't know. I would say 100, but I think it was less than that.
That's fast for that many people.
Yeah, it might have been, like, 60, honestly, because she did say it was the smallest class to be inducted.
Oh.
So, yeah, it was pretty fast.
That's neat.
How about you?
Good. It's been good.
Mm-hmm.
It's been very busy.
But yeah, I've been very busy, too. I don't like how busy I am. But then also, when I'm sitting down, like, resting, I'm like, I could be doing something right now.
Why am I not doing anything?
Yeah.
But, you know what tomorrow is?
What?
Tomorrow is the marathon.
Oh!
Let's go. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for our WBDG 58 marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And starts at 8 a.m. tomorrow and goes all the way to 12, midnight on Saturday.
And then it starts back up on Saturday?
Yeah, it goes...
At 8?
It starts... So it goes all the way through...
But we leave.
We'll stop doing prizes by.
Oh, I see.
12 midnight tomorrow.
Okay.
Then cool. We start it up again at 8 a.m. Saturday morning.
Oh, okay. So, that's pretty cool.
This week I have a little hat that it's a little bit of a throwback hat. It's my Dipper hat from Gravity Falls that I wore on vacation last year, because I am a nerd. but we got some good topics this week. I feel so. Okay. So. I'm going to start with this one I got right here, right now.
Okay.
Right here. Right.
I don't
The greatest showman in my head. Okay. If you had to be a Disney character, which one would you choose to be?
Let me look up Disney characters, because I want to get... I was going to say, okay, I love Moana, but I don't know if I would want to be Moana.
I want to be Elsa. Then I can have ice powers.
Okay.
I don't really know. I think it'd be cool to be one of the characters from Big Hero 6.
Yeah.
Like Honey Lemon from Big Hero 6.
And then I was going to say the chicken from Moana, but...
Hey.
Yeah.
Moana has such a great soundtrack.
Moana. I love Moana. I'm so ready for the second one.
I hope it's good.
I think it's going to be good.
What they've been putting out recently has not been the greatest.
I know, but... I feel like it's going to be...
I don't know if that picked up on the mics, but we just heard someone say, oh yeah, like the Kool-Aid man.
I'm kind of scared. Oh, I would want to be somebody from Toy Story. Oh.
Would you be... what's her face? I never remember her name.
Let me look up Toy Story. I would like the Slinky dude.
Oh, Slinky Dog? You want to be Slinky Dog?
Or one of the little alien guys.
Or just one of the alien guys. The Claw! That's what they do.
Characters.
But
that was really loud. Oh, Sid.
They're probably in there talking about something again. You know how
I
they do.
I would be Mrs.
Potato Head.
Yeah, one or Mr. Potato Head.
Mr. Potato Head. You know what? What is it? The third Toy Story movie where he turns into like a tortilla head. that's a funny bit. That's a funny bit.
My dad texted. He said he would be the genie
from Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. I love Aladdin.
That's his profile picture on Disney Plus. Is the genie.
Mine is Perry. I can be Perry. I can be someone for face. Oh.
You could.
This is hard now. I was thinking the movies. I was thinking the proper movies. I wasn't thinking the TV shows.
Yeah.
Oh.
Perry the
That'd be cool. You could be like an agent from Alka. I could fight Doofenshmirtz. Okay.
You could.
I'm gonna stop myself right there. But you wanna draw the next topic, sure. See where it takes us?
Let me shake it up in there.
There's a few good ones. I genuinely like the ones I picked this week.
That's good. What is the strangest thing you have ever entered?
Eaten. I love spelling, guys. I can totally spell.
No, you spelled that right. I thought your T was a D.
Oh yeah, because I do a little funny thing with my T's.
You do a little swoop.
Yeah.
Strangest thing I've ever eaten.
I don't think I've eaten anything that strange.
Yeah, because I'm a very picky eater. If it doesn't look good, then I'm not going to eat it, even if it is good.
I have weird food combinations.
Yeah, I've heard about them.
Yeah, we've had arguments here before. Well, Rock said that he likes to put honey on his breadsticks. And so I followed up by saying that I've put peanut butter on pizza before. It genuinely wasn't that bad.
I would like honey. It's just, I don't know. It's okay. But on a breadstick? Yeah. Ooh, I want Fazoli's breadsticks now. Fazoli's breadsticks are the best.
I'm not a big fan of them.
Breadsticks in general or just Fazoli's?
I have to have certain breadsticks. The kind that Fazoli's is and like the Olive Garden kind. Mm-hmm. Just not big fans of.
Oh my gosh. I love Fazoli's breadsticks. They are better than Olive Garden's, I will say.
What was I going to say?
But strangest food combos or strangest food I've eaten? Go ahead. I don't know.
I've had calamari before.
What is that?
Octopus.
Yeah, I'm going to stop you right there. I'm not.
I was when I was really little, though.
That is crazy. Actually, I feel like it would be really interesting to eat. Because, like, do you eat the tentacles?
Yes, it would be the tentacles. They fry them in some parts of the world. Like,
I feel like that would be kind of fun if it tastes good. I don't really like strong seafood tastes.
Yeah.
But I feel like if it didn't taste like seafood, I feel like that would be a fun texture to eat.
Mm-mm.
No?
I don't know. It's like, I don't like Jell-O because of the texture.
Oh,
like the texture of Jell-O bothers me.
I like Jell-O because you can like break it up into small pieces.
Mm-hmm. Or pudding.
You don't like pudding? No,
it's okay on certain occasions. Pudding. If you put like if you have pudding with maybe like if you make what is it like the dirt and worms thing?
Those are my favorite.
But I just don't like it by itself.
Oh my gosh, those are so good.
I just don't care for it.
I mean, by itself. I mean, yeah, I still eat it. It's still good. But, like, with the what is it, Oreo crumbs, I think,
mm-hmm.
on top, and a little gummy worm, that is so good.
The gummy worm is the best part.
I think the whole thing is good. Sorry. This one time, my sister, I think it was, like, one of those. Or maybe it was, like, a cupcake that had a gummy worm on it.
Uh-huh.
And she went to the bathroom, so I thought, she doesn't want that. So I ate it, and then she came back, and she said, "Where's my gummy worm?" And I said, "Aww. Oh, I ate it. I thought you didn't want it. I thought you left." She said, "No."
I'd be so angry if someone took my gummy worm. Because that's like one of the only things. I would eat the top crumbs on it and the gummy worm and I'd be done.
That's it?
I
would mix the whole thing together.
I like chocolate mousse.
I don't know if I've had that.
They have it at Walmart. Like the little cups you get from Walmart.
Yeah. Maybe I'll try that.
Just not a big fan of.
You should try rice pudding.
No, I've seen what it looks like. No,
my grandpa loves it. He said that's what it reminds him of his hometown. In Greece.
That's neat.
Yeah.
I didn't really try that much stuff in Europe, like adventurous, I guess. I can't really think. Because a lot of the food I'd eat is food stuff I liked. I did have pesto three times in a row.
Do you like pesto?
I enjoy it, yeah.
Okay, well then that's good.
I had it on the airplane, and then I had it for lunch, and then they served it to us for dinner. And we couldn't pick what we got for dinner, because we were a travel group. I kept saying, if it was pesto, I'm going to cry. And then it came out as pesto. But then there was, like, other stuff with it afterwards. Like, you got, I think it... What was that night? Was it pork? The next night was lamb. I think it was like a pork chop or something. But it was very good.
Sounds good.
So I'm gonna get the next topic. Let's see what it
Go
is.
Go for it, girl.
Little ASMR. Okay. Would you want to live in a world that has magic in it?
Yeah.
I don't know why you want it, because I feel like that's fun.
Unless, like, I've been thinking about. I've
what if you see
this.
Voldemort flying in the sky?
Right. What if the world that like magic, right? Uh-huh. And then bad guys. They also have
There's
magic.
There's bad guys in our world already.
Yeah, but then they would also have magic. So then we would need superheroes.
But then you'd have the people who have the other magic, and then they'd be
but
good.
But then what if it ends up like the Avengers and everybody's car is like ruined because they
just don't live in a city. Just don't live in a city, guys. Live in the countryside. If you live in a city, especially New York,
yeah,
your car's totaled. Your car's done for. Maybe your apartment as well. It's
yeah,
just done for.
Maybe everywhere you go, it's no. gonna be total destruction.
I want a pet unicorn.
Okay. What?
Or would you... an alicorn, the Pegasus as well, with the wings. And then you could take it, you could use that instead of a car and you could fly places.
Oh, that would cut down, that would be very good for the environment.
Would you be able to fly on it with using a saddle? Because I feel like your legs would be in the way of the wings.
Oh, you're right.
You'd have to sit on it really weird.
They'll probably... You'll probably
I bet we could figure something out for it.
Yeah.
I'm sure, because we figured things out for horses, but that was a bit easier.
Yeah. I feel kind of bad
going
for horses.
On this tangent.
I feel kind of bad for horses.
Yeah.
Like, why are you sitting on my back? And then I feel like that would hurt a horse.
They've probably adapted to it.
And then that's kind of sad.
With how many years of... how long we've used horses. They're probably bred for stuff like that.
They probably are, and that's kind of sad. But, you know what? We needed horses to get around on the carriages.
Oh, calamari is squid. I meant squid. Uh-oh.
That's like the same thing. Squid
it is
an octopus?
Thing.
Yeah. And I feel like...
They both have tentacles.
Right. It still would have went. And I feel
it's
like...
It's the same texture.
That's what I'm thinking, because, like, my grandma, she makes tuna salad. And, like, in the tuna, they, like, have the... I think she said it was eyeballs. I don't know. But, like, mm-hmm. it's, like, their sockets or whatever. And that's my favorite part. No. Because it's, like, a circle. Oh, no, not their eyeballs. Spine. The spine. It's like a circle. And it's just, like, so satisfying to bite.
No.
It really is. It's, like, their spine, though.
I'm all right.
Yeah. No, I actually... That's my favorite part. And I wanted her to make tuna salad, but we haven't had the time. And,
what were we talking about? Okay. Let's just...
Okay.
Yeah. We're doing good with time.
Okay, I'll give
shake,
it back to you.
Shake, shake, senora.
Okay. Oh, I had it upside down. What song do you...
What?
Know?
Oh, what song do you know every word to?
Word for word.
Yeah. I know many songs word for word. Like the Phineas and Ferb theme song.
I don't think I know many songs word for word, but I know a lot of songs. I know a lot of words to a lot of songs, but I don't think I've actually ever learned all the words to a song. Because if I don't know the word, I just say what it sounds like.
Yeah.
And then my grandma was like, what is that saying? I said, I don't know. I just say what it sounds like.
For the longest time, I was singing You're Welcome from Moana wrong. I don't even remember what I was doing.
Oh.
It was like, because Maui can do anything but float. I was saying quote for some reason.
Okay. Actually,
that was when I was younger.
I take it back. I think I do know all the words to that song. Because for a while there, I really wanted to learn like the rhyming part.
Oh, okay.
And
I can do that really fast.
Yeah. And I used to listen to it over and over. And.
Me vibe.
Because. I really like Moana too, like the soundtrack.
I learned the lyrics to, what is it? Shiny.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Right after, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've gone full circle with the Moana thing.
And this, I could go on and on about Moana. I've done a whole bunch of projects about it. I made like a little set like a set out of cardboard of Moana for a stage.
That's cool.
In theater. And then there was only 4 people in that class, so, and nobody else did it, so then he didn't even take it for a grade. Oh. And I did it on myself.
It hey, cool you had though. Fun doing it, didn't you?
Yeah, it was kind of cool. Yeah. Yeah. What was the topic? Oh, song.
Oh. Oh, well.
We're not really supposed to go back, but.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. This is our third to last show.
Ah! You're not even going to be here next week.
I won't be here next week, but we have 2 more weeks after that, so.
Okay.
I'm sad about that.
Yeah. This is like and last I won't be able to do forever. This anymore.
Yeah. Unless we come back for Alumni Day.
Honestly, we could, but I think he...
I won't be alumni because I wouldn't have graduated. Would it still be alumni?
Oh, I never thought about that.
Because I'm just leaving.
Just I saying, mean, I guess adios. So. You're alumni of the radio.
That's true.
I don't know.
Wake me... Okay. I'm reading the little songs over here, and they keep playing in my head.
Oh. Yes. But what songs do you have? Do you know all the words to? Besides Phineas and Ferb.
Phineas and Ferb theme song.
Besides that.
That's hard.
It is hard because
I know
like,
a lot of words to Green Day songs and Blink-182 songs. I know a lot of words to musical. I know all the words to Say My Name from Beetlejuice.
Okay.
And the majority of the words from the whole Being Dead thing from Beetlejuice as well.
That's pretty cool. I would say I know...
You know Hamilton ones?
Yeah. Yeah. I would say I know a lot of Hamilton. I just don't know all the words.
They rap so fast in some of the songs.
Yeah.
Taking this horse by the reins.
Make it right. Yeah. Better, let's dance. Yeah, that part, I can't get. I know the words.
I know the
words. And I can't say it, except after, when I'm like, I know this, I could say it. But when it comes up to the part, I can't do it.
The only part, I know the words, the only part I can do is... Lafayette, I'm taking these red coats redder, making these red coats redder, whatever things, it is. Yeah. I can't do it now. Yeah. Yeah, I can do that part. I just can't do the rest.
These yeah. Red coats
redder, bloodstains, Lafayette. I just find myself doing the Lafayette part.
Yeah, I just end up doing that. Yeah, I just end up doing that part. Even though I know the words. You wanna go?
Oh,
what
yeah,
time is it?
Oh, we.
Oh, 8:51.
We have
the
like
time is 8:51.
51. Is that the right time, though? Sometimes that clock yeah. is... Oh, it is 8:51.
It's summer watch.
Sometimes that clock is a little silly.
8:51 in 22 seconds.
Uh-oh, I ripped this piece of paper.
Oh, it's that's fine. Okay.
Okay. Would you rather be able to speed read or run as fast as you can?
Speed read all the way.
Yeah, me too.
Because
me too.
I'd be in class... Ah! Read it so slowly.
I'm such a slow reader.
I can't do it anymore. And then I get nervous or, like, I feel pressure to read faster, and then I don't actually understand what I'm reading and then for the yeah. class, and it's just horrible.
You're just skimming over it, and it's like, wait, I got to go back, like, yeah, 3 pages now because I don't know what just happened.
Because if we're going to talk about it, I need to know what happens, but then I'm definitely not going to get done before she says time's up.
It also saves you so much time.
Right. Like, if I could read fast, I would read so many books. The only reason I don't read books is because I read slow.
I don't have time for it.
Yeah.
Like,
then I get bored because I'm reading slow.
Yeah. If you could read fast, you could get a whole book done in 20 minutes.
Right.
If it's, like, a long book, yeah.
And you would understand it, too.
Yes. That's a good thing. That's the thing I want. I wish I could have the ability to make time go by faster when I'm sitting during certain classes, but I will retain all the information I learned. It just goes by faster. So it just feels faster to me, but mm-hmm. I still retain the information just so I don't have to sit through the class as long.
Right. That is so understandable. I used to be like that. I don't mind my
classes. It's mainly my math
now.
Class. All my other classes I enjoy. It's just...
Yeah, I don't mind. I only have 4 classes, really.
I only have, well, including this, I have 5.
Yeah. Last year I had a lot more.
I'll have seven that next year. Wait, no, I won't.
7?
No, I won't. Sorry. 4? Right. Yeah.
four?
I'll have four, and then I have, well, yeah, I'll have seven, but three of my classes I'll only have on one day a week, because I take Ivy Tech.
I see.
Oh, we're getting our telephones.
Oh, is that what?
I think so.
Really?
For the people to call in for prizes for the marathon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I didn't know that.
Prizes.
Prizes and more prizes. And
interviews with the stars. Not promo.
Oh, yeah, guys. Please
tune into the marathon. Please tune into the marathon. It's going to be really fun.
It is.
What were we even talking about? Reading. Yeah. Oh, sorry. We're not supposed to circle back. Well, I get on a tangent, and then I'm like, wait, what's going on?
Yeah, I get you.
Sustainability.
Nice. That's a cup. You want to do another one?
How many more do we have? Oh, we have three more.
Okay.
We got time. We got time.
Yeah.
We could do this one, and then we could do two after the hour.
Yeah. Okay, okay. If you could live on Mars, what would you do? Build a house?
I'd first. Be the queen of Mars.
Okay. Okay. Wait a minute.
That's a Phineas and Ferb reference.
Okay. I was about to say, how do you know you're going to be the first one up there? I would build a house. With what, though? I don't know.
How would we be able to survive on Mars? If I went to Mars, I'd suffocate. That's what would happen.
Yeah, you're right.
Because
probably die. That was the first thing.
Is Mars going to have the mysteriously have an atmosphere similar to ours?
I don't know.
How?
Let's hope.
Or are we going to build houses that have, like, just oxygen pumping in them?
You know what?
I feel like that'd be a bit unreasonable, though, because then we'd have, like...
I feel like... Yeah, go ahead, sorry. I feel like I would just pull, like, Sandy Cheeks type, and
SpongeBob.
I would...
SpongeBob?
Yeah, from SpongeBob. And I would put just a helmet on my head the whole time, like Sandy Cheeks did. Because why is she a squirrel living in the ocean? So I would do that.
But you'd also need enough oxygen to sustain you. Where is that all coming from? Are we just sending tubes of oxygen up to Mars?
I will have a I'll have a tree in my backpack, okay?
Okay.
In my oxygen tank that will recycle.
So it's going to be like Wall-E? Air.
I don't know. I've never really seen Wall-E.
I've never seen Wall-E.
I kind of remember watching it, but it's I think I was too little. I was really little when I watched it. So, no.
It's been a while since I've seen it, but I know the basis of it.
I just know that it's like a robot.
It's like it's not apocalypse, I guess. Well, the world's destroyed, and every like human is in space now. But Wall-E is still on the planet, and he finds life on the planet.
Kind of sounds good.
For some reason, he goes to space. I don't really remember.
That kind of sounds good. I might watch it.
And then there's one of the space robots that he falls in love with.
Yeah, I know it's very, like... Oh, I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, well.
That's okay. I forgot what I was going to say. But yeah, I'm going to watch that sometime.
You should watch Wall-E.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. It's very classic, so I probably should know it.
It's early 2000s Disney, Pixar. It's Pixar.
Yeah.
It's Disney Pixar, isn't it?
Yeah. And
like Finding Nemo is...
Finding Nemo and Finding Dory was good, too.
I love Finding Dory. The what's his face? What are they called? Otters? Were they the otters on the rock in Finding Dory?
I haven't seen Finding Dory.
And one
Dory
of the names was Gerald, and it was so funny. It cracked me up. And then my fish was named Gerald because of that.
Oh, nice. Gerald the fish.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Gerald was an odd fish. Yes.
That sounds like the beginning of a story.
I walked into the pet. So my dad used to do a bunch of fish tank stuff.
Mm.
And we walked into a fish tank store just to look around. Because we were in the area. And we're like, okay, we're going to look in. And I walked up to this one tank. And I saw Gerald. And every time I walked up to his tank, he would swim up to the glass to
Aww.
Me.
That's so cute.
And so I convinced my parents that I needed Gerald.
And
then he went to... Where did we eat? Was it like a Cheddar's or something? We went to a restaurant where we had to sit in there. And we had to bring Gerald in my mom's purse into the restaurant because it was hot in the car. And we couldn't just leave him in the car. So yeah, the Fitzgerald ate dinner with us one night.
That's so cute. Took your fish for a little dinner.
And then we put them in our fish tank that we had at home.
Yeah.
It was not big enough for Gerald.
But how he big ate was all Gerald?
He was a good size.
Oh my gosh, and Gerald was in your mom's fish purse?
Tank, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I was thinking like a little thing.
No, Gerald was like a cichlid.
I don't look that up. I don't know
what it's that a type is. Of freshwater fish. Starts with a C, I believe.
Oh, okay. I put an S.
But yeah, Gerald was a good guy until he ate all my other fish in the fish tank. I still love Gerald though.
Oh, Gerald is crazy. You're right.
But he didn't look like...
Yeah, I spelled that wrong.
Like, you look up cichlids online, but he didn't look like a cichlid. But he was one type. My dad told me that he thinks he was some kind of. Other cichlids we have? Yeah. Oh. I forget.
It's been a while.
Just doesn't look like your regular fish. Like, we didn't know what you... Like, the pet store... Mm-hmm. Well, not pet store. The fish store we got him from did not know what kind of fish store. He was.
It was just a fish store?
Yeah.
I didn't know they only had fish stores.
They have, like, fish stores, and they have, like, equipment for your tanks there and stuff.
Oh. Okay, that's kind of cool.
It's a big hobby with some people doing fish tanks. Like, we had a 10-gallon saltwater tank for a while, and we've had 50-gallon cichlid tanks in my house.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I had just a little tank, a little fish bowl for my fish.
For, like, a goldfish?
Yeah, it was a betta fish. A beta. I got in sixth grade, and then both my sister and me got one, and she forgot to feed him, and he died. And then... Oh. And then my one, I think he was constipated. I really do. I think I looked it up, and it said he's constipated, and then he died, too.
Well, on that note, our legal ID is WBDGFMHD1 Indianapolis. I'm Lorelai Smith, joining you with Maggie Kakuras, who is talking about her dead fish.
Yeah, it was a while ago. Because, let's see, I got him in sixth grade, so I probably had him since... Probably a year. I don't know how he survived that. I used to feed him good, and then I think I fed him too much one day.
Gerald died because he got a disease called bloat, or like they puff up and like their stomach like kind of explodes.
Oh, that's probably what happened to mine because he got real fat for there.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
And then in part, I thought I had just fed him too much, but he was looking old too.
No.
He was looking old, too. His color started to change. He was blue. And my sister had a red one. And his color started to change. It was really sad. And then never got another fish. Oh, and then this one time, we were trying to... It was a different... We had a couple fish. My grandma tried to switch my sister's fish from the bag to where we were going to put him. Oh. And he fell in the sink. And he was flopping. Flopping everywhere, and my sister started crying. Well, she almost started crying. She said, "Why are you guys doing this to my fish?" Me and my grandma were laughing.
You know how you have like the weird deaths with hamsters?
Yeah,
you have it with fish.
I see some similarities.
Yeah,
because fish are crazy.
No, yeah, you just have the weird hamster stories. How someone threw it up in the air and it got hit in the ceiling fan and thrown across the room. And you just have the fish fell down the sink and was just flopping everywhere.
Yeah, and then my cousin's fish, they just found him one day outside the tank. He jumped out
of it.
Yeah. So fish, I don't know.
They're kind of not that smart sometimes.
No.
I had a hamster once.
You did have a hamster?
My cat took it out of the cage and, like, killed it.
Oh.
Ate it, kind of, you know?
That's
how my hamster died.
Hamster?
My cat, Pascal, mm-hmm. named after the Pascal from
Tangled.
Tangled, yes. Yeah. Took the little hamster and killed it. Because it was one of those hamster cages that's, like, the metal bars.
Mm.
Ah. Yep.
That's crazy.
I was devastated.
Yeah, I saw this one thing. It was like, hamsters never die of old age.
They always die of some strange circumstance. It's so wild. It's like, so, did you have a hamster as a child? Yes, I did. How did it die? Well, my sister took it out of the cage, And she took it outside with her, and a bald eagle came down and snatched out of her hands.
That's how they are.
It's wild. Like, there is something around hamsters that's, like...
Cursed,
yeah. I've yet to meet someone who has had a hamster that has died naturally. I'm bringing this conversation up at the lunch table today. But...
I don't know.
They're a wild creature.
They are. I never had one. But I did have a dream last night that there was a big rat running around our house. Uh-uh. So
did not like that. Okay, I have the next topic. So if you were immortal for a day, what would you choose to do?
Immortal?
Yeah.
Like what?
You can't die.
I think I would... Oh, you know, you want to know what my friend wants to, like, get tased just to see how it feels. I was like, okay, girl.
Pepper sprayed?
Yeah.
Well, that's not going to kill you.
I know. But I think... And then some girl said she wants to get shot just to see what it feels like. No, like in the arm or something. No. But...
Go to the doctor and get a shot. That's how you're going to get shot.
Maybe get hit by a car.
Ow. I would just go bungee jumping or skydiving. You know? Oh, okay. You do fun things that, you know?
Oh, yeah,
even
you're
if
right.
you get... Even if it breaks, you're not gonna die.
Okay.
Cliff diving?
Okay. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. I'll do that.
See, you think of the more morbid things, and I'm just here, like, I'm just gonna go have fun.
Yeah, because, yeah, you're right. I think a lot of my fear is it ending up wrong, so that would just take away that fear.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I know someone who's gotten hit by a car.
Oh, me too.
His arm broke.
My sister got hit by a car.
Was she okay?
Not Zoe, my other one.
Okay.
Yeah, she's fine.
All these stories today. The fish fell and the sink was flopping everywhere. Oh, and my sister got hit by a car. It's all fine now. It's all good.
She's good. She's in Missouri. She's all good.
Have you had any wild things happen to you? Yeah, I got hit by a car once.
No, because that is crazy. Like, yeah. What a story to tell. I don't have none of those type of stories. I'm lucky. I'm grateful.
Yeah, I don't like that. I mean, I cut my leg open on a dirt bike. Never got hit by a car.
No, I wouldn't want to get hit by a car.
I've ran into a tree with a dirt bike. And a fence. Like, I went through the fence and then I hit the tree. Yeah.
I like to do crazy
jumps on it. And then I'd lose control. And then I don't have fun anymore.
Yeah, that would not be fun.
I enjoy it. I really loved riding it. But I cut my leg open and then was not allowed
to ride it. I would not allow you either. I won't allow nobody.
I had to get 7 stitches on the inside and 7 on the outside.
On the inside? How do they...
I don't even want to know. It's like they dissolve inside your leg.
Oh, I didn't know they did it. Like inside. Okay, I got the next one if we want to go for it.
We got time.
If you were in a cooking competition, what food would you make? That was a good question.
Yeah.
I would make... Okay, are we talking food or like baking?
It can be either because I'd choose baking competition.
Okay.
So I'd make cookies.
Okay, I feel like baking would be easier. I don't know. Baking
is so much easier. Well, certain things to bake are.
Yeah, because like a cake or cookies, you just need a few ingredients. But like for like, I don't know. For meat, you got to know, you got to do all these certain temperatures. Yeah. So I think I would go for a brownie mixed with cookie. Mm-hmm. But I would just do the box. I wouldn't actually make it myself.
I
would cheat.
I love making cookies from scratch.
Yeah, my grandma, I used to make cookies with my grandma from scratch. Or like a pie. She used to do pie, so I might do a pie. Apple pie, of course.
Okay.
Because that's the best.
If I were to do a cooking competition, you'd be getting a grilled cheese sandwich from you. Just be a little grilled cheese sandwich.
Honestly, okay. The bread has to be really good, though.
Nope, it's just whole wheat bread.
Ah, I would not eat that.
Why? It has American cheese on it.
I don't I'm picky. I'm a picky eater. I will say that.
There's also ones where you take, like, a baguette bread. They're really good. And you put, like, mozzarella cheese on. It's so good.
That sounds good. I would put pepperoni. And that would be it. Because I like... It'd be like a pizza without the sauce.
Yeah.
And the only thing I don't like about pizza is the sauce.
There's too much sauce on some pizzas.
Right. I got pizza the other day. Ooh. Oh, my gosh. It was too much sauce.
Yeah. Where'd you get it from?
Hot Box. I got a small one. And I should have said light sauce, because I usually do, but I forgot. And I don't know. Something about...
I'm just not a big fan of the sauce. Yeah. Because then it goes back to texture things.
Yeah. I don't... And it's weird because, like, Chicago Deep Dish, I think it is, has a lot of sauce, but their sauce is not bad.
It's also because you have so much dough to balance it out in deep dish pizzas.
That's true. Because when I first saw it, I was like, I'm not going to like this. It's too much sauce. But, like, the amount of cheese and dough they use, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
But if I take one bite of pizza and the sauce is dripping out, it's too much.
Like, if I have pizza like that, I'll have to squeeze it. Like, I squeeze the sauce out. I'm like, okay, this is better now.
Yeah.
That's why cold pizza is also good, because then the sauce isn't as runny, I guess.
I can see that. I don't like cold stuff. If it's supposed to be hot, it's got to be hot enough to burn my tongue. Yeah, I burn my tongue a lot, but I don't like cold.
You're like chewing it like the pizza pockets. Hot.
Yeah. I don't like cold. Like, especially if it's supposed to be in, like... Like, if you get it from the fridge, I can't do it. My dad will eat stuff right out from the fridge. I'm like, I don't know how you're doing that.
I love cold chicken. It's so good. It's so good.
Like, what type of chicken? Like,
any type of chicken.
Any? Yeah, oh, like, my gosh.
I'll eat cold breaded chicken, cold grilled chicken. It's so good.
You're crazy.
It's so good. I love chicken.
Chicken is good, but...
I mean, I'll eat it warm,
chicken
too.
Chicken in a salad.
It's really good when it's warm as well, but...
Yeah.
It's so good cold.
No.
What else is good cold? Pizza's okay cold. I'll eat it sometimes. Like, if I'm not in the mood to warm it up, I'll eat pizza cold.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I always gotta warm it up. Like, another thing, like, spaghetti or chili.
I hit my headphone thing, and it popped all the way up, and it startled me.
Oh, my gosh. I would have been startled too. I can imagine. LOL. Anyways, what time is it?
We have 4 minutes.
Okay.
Do we want to play a song at the end?
Sure.
Now?
Sure.
Okay, we can end a little early today. We've had good conversations today.
I think
so
too.
Some Moana. Weird way pets have died.
Yeah.
But.
I love Moana.
I guess that's it for today. But this song goes out to all the haters out there. Next up, we have Shake It Off by Taylor Swift here on Indie's Giant 90.9, your station for variety.